B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning Court is in session, and we have Shelly on the phone with us this morning. Hey, Shelly. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning.
Well, your email says that Thanksgiving is stressing you out. What's going on?
Big time. Uh-huh. Yeah. So for a few years now, my aunt and uncle would come, and then my cousins would tag along. So now my cousins, they come with their kids and their husband. And let me tell you, it's awful.
Okay. Is it your husband's cousins?
Yes. These are my husband's cousins. And just to give you a picture.
Yeah.
This is like, think Cousin Eddie and the family from the Vacation movies.
I got you.
Okay.
Well, what's the deal?
Well, they dress up in their sweats, and the kids come in their PJs, and they don't change out of them the entire time.
Wow. They're doing a sleepover? What the heck?
Yeah. And the kids are just so ill-behaved. And at first I thought it was, you know what? They were young. They were toddlers. But as the years went by, they just got worse.
Oh, that's awful.
Like what?
Yeah. Like bad table manners. And the parents, they just ignore them. They let them do whatever they want. The fighting, they let it go back and forth. It's really just so stressful.
Just run amok. Okay. That is stressful.
So 2 years ago, they broke my stair railing, just messing around, and they never apologized.
Stair railing?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of dangerous, isn't it? Upstairs?
A little bit.
Okay. Strike three.
On top of that, my aunt requests that we push the meal so that they can all go shopping. My aunt, my uncle, my cousins, which is super annoying because I'm here cooking all day, and they're out just having a grand old time just out shopping.
Oh, so they're shopping.
Push the meal.
That's very considerate.
And here's the rub to that. They never bring anything except a cheap bottle of Blue Nun or something.
Oh, my God.
Wait. So they don't cook or bring up any kind of a dish?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
So you have to think that last year was a dream because they didn't come in due to COVID restrictions. Yeah. So this year, my aunt is out of town. Okay. So, we thought maybe we'd have another cousin for a year, but I guess next one of the cousins, happy Thanksgiving, same time as usual this year.
Oh, no. Seconds from a clean getaway.
They don't want to push it back another hour or two? Okay.
No, and I can't handle it. Yeah. I mean, I know their family, but can I just say we are keeping it small again this year? Maybe use COVID as an excuse.
Use COVID as an excuse? Well, for people, it's not an excuse. I mean, people are not comfortable. Now, is that going to be a problem, though? Will they find out that if you say it's COVID, you're doing it small? Are they going to find out that wouldn't be the case?
I mean, yeah, I feel like I know they'll find out that we're going to have a big get-together because of stupid social media.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know. I'm willing to risk it because I just want a nice, pleasant day.
Yeah.
What should I do?
Okay.
I agree with you.
Yeah. It's getting late in the game. Yeah. And
they just text. You need a decision today.
Yeah, you need to decide, preferably this morning. You haven't answered the text, right?
No.
Okay. That's always good. Pretend you never got it. But they'll probably.
All of my life.
They'll come knocking again. They'll knock
again.
Red. All right. So stay tuned, Shelly. We'll have folks call and say, can you disinvite? Not that you ever invited them. Technically speaking, I think we got a loophole there.
Or she just tell them the truth and be like, you guys are awful.
Or just tell them the truth. Yeah, you broke. The kids are crazy.
The kids are nuts. I think
husband would hate me.
All right. We're trying to avoid that. Shelly, stay tuned. We're going to open up the phone lines right now for your case. 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help Shelly out. I'm in her side of the court here. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
One bit. That's not fun or relaxing, but is it too late in the game? That's the question. All right, Shelly, stay tuned. Okay?
Thank you.
What should she do on a late Monday? Cheryl, good morning. What do you think?
She should give them my cell phone number, and I'll tell them not to come.
Okay. Well, you're on a very large morning show right now, Cheryl, so you can do it yourself.
She absolutely has the right to say, I'm so sorry. This is very awkward. I didn't have any communication with you before, so no, we've made other plans.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry it's Monday.
She doesn't have to make anything up. She does, because God knows you'll get caught in that lie, so just don't do it.
Right.
But absolutely, no. We've changed the tradition with the way things have been the last couple of years, and I'm so sorry, but I didn't call you because we've made other plans.
Yeah.
They don't need to know what the other plans are. It's not their business.
Yeah, she doesn't need to go out of her way. You know what I like to say?
What's that?
You don't have to set yourself on fire to keep other people warm.
Wow. Wow.
Right?
That's good.
I know.
I like that.
It was a meme.
Just tell them to set themselves on fire. All right. Thank you, Cheryl. All right.
But that's, it's true. I know she's saying backwards for this.
I always feel like we got to make excuses. Let's see what Dominic has to say. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning.
What do you think?
First, I want to say thank you for the Aerosmith tickets. They were great.
Oh, great.
Well, I'm so glad you enjoyed them.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah. Yep.
So what do you think of our caller today?
I think she should send them a list of rules and tell them to bring a give them an assignment. You know, bring a dessert, bring a dish, you know, bring the mashed potatoes, whatever it is.
Just throw something together.
And send them a list of rules, a dress code, arrival time, departure time, behavior requirements.
Could you imagine that?
I feel like that's something my father would do.
Departure time? Can you imagine that?
Like a list of expectations.
You know? That's funny, you know what? Dominic.
Yeah, if you let them know what the expectations
are.
The party ends at
8 p.m. sharp.
Yeah.
What time the Pats kick off? 8:30?
Right.
Perfect. 8 o'clock.
Yeah, as soon as there's a kickoff, you're kicked out.
All right. Thanks, Dominic. Good call. All right. Let's say hi to Barbara. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Happy Thanksgiving week. What do you think
of
Shelley's dilemma?
Well, you know, I host Thanksgiving virtually every year for my crazy family, and I wouldn't have it any other way. However, I do assign dishes to everyone, so it's like understood. People, and I wonder if she's even tried to. I know she says they don't bring anything, but maybe if she asks them to and says it's getting too much, the family's so big, would they mind bringing the rolls or something?
Is that so much to ask?
It's not.
I mean, I agree.
Really is.
Come on.
I mean, you bring one dish and you're bringing five people. Come on.
There's no free lunch.
But, no.
Oh, man, you didn't understand the assignment, did you, today?
You know, I always think that people like being told what to do. Just make this and then show up and then everything's good.
Yeah.
Then there's no guesswork.
Yeah. That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And nobody wants to be in charge, so just tell me what to do.
Yes.
That's it. Tell them what to do. My barber's got assignments.
That's why executives go to those, like, BDSM places, but that's a whole different story.
Excuse me? What?
They're sick of telling people
Barbara,
what to do. They
want to
be told what
to
do.
You didn't call for this, Barbara. But you didn't.
Barbara knows.
I call for it all the time.
No, I was going to say. Barbara, there's a new slogan for our show. I don't know if you heard it. Did you hear the new slogan?
What is it?
It's Bob and LBF, the show Boston deserves. And
take it how you want it.
Yeah, take it any way you want, Barbara. Okay?
Love it.
All right. Okay, thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving. You're sweet. I was waiting for Barbara to invite everybody to her house.
Good. She'll tell them what to do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right. It's Bob and LBF. Just trying to help Shelley out. Should she stay or should she go?
Yes.
I think she ought to run, but that's just me. What do you guys think so far? Right now, people are telling her just either have people bring food so it's less of a burden or just cancel. All right?
Right.
Kelly, what do you think?
I have the perfect solution.
Mm-hmm.
I am on her side.
Yep.
I think she should tell them that every year they go to a different house besides hers.
Mm-hmm.
She brings her own dish, and then she can get up and leave and go and do what she wants.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just cancel it this year.
Right?
Go to someone else's house.
Yep.
Make the ruckus there.
There it
is. Make the ruckus
Good luck with that. They're going to say, maybe we're not ready for that.
Yeah, no.
Maybe next year. Just do one more year, okay, Shelley? All right. That's what's going to happen there. Okay, we talked with Shelley, who's got a last-minute decision to make for Thanksgiving. Apparently, she's had Thanksgiving for years. She's been the go-to person to have it. She's over it. I guess the last time she hosted it, people showed up with hardly anything. Destroy the house. One kid was hanging off a balcony. I don't know, broke her. Whatever it was, maybe the railings broken, and they just leave. Thank you. And then you get cleanup duties, and she's like, I'm done.
No more.
So she didn't put any invitations out, and people are starting to call over the weekend, I guess, and like, hey, what time should we show up?
What the heck? Without hearing from them? Oh, come on.
Right? Just making the assumption.
Yeah.
And now she's, Is it too late to cancel what people are, you know, are their plans at this late stage? So start with you, Lisa. What do you think?
So I think that she should say, you know, you guys got to bring whatever that they're going to bring, whatever she tells them to bring.
Yeah.
Mm. Or she tells them the truth that she's just not happy with doing it anymore and that she's not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Either way.
Just done.
Tells them to bring something, or she tells them that I'm done. I've done it. I've been hosting for so many years. We're going out to dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why people have a hard time just saying, oh.
Well, you don't have a hard time saying no.
Well, that's
people.
True.
But,
right.
You know, that's why we talk about you behind your back.
You know, uh-huh. Most people don't tell people they talk behind their back. That's something you.
Well, I'm nice and honest.
Tell people. Nice when you're honest when you're talking about behind my back. Thanks, Lisa. God.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, Debbie. What do you think?
I think it's a little too late at this point to call it off with the family if they think they're coming.
Yeah.
But that happened to me. So what I did is I called around to some hotels and got catering prices. And the following year, I told everybody how much it was going to cost for them for us to rent a room for the family because the kids were just getting too big to be all in one place.
And they all said
their cost of the bill is a couple of $100 and I never had to have Thanksgiving again.
Wait a minute. Did they ever do the hotel thing?
We did it once, and it was so expensive that they never did it again.
Now you're
there
out.
You go. Now you're like,
you just
right.
need to skip one
skip
year.
One year.
Just
and then
one
the
year.
The tradition is broken.
That's it.
Yeah, who's having it this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's a good way to end it. Thank you, Debbie. Good stuff.
You're welcome.
Okay, take,
okay
care.
Take care.
Bye. All right, ROR, good morning. Is this June?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that the husband should contact the cousins. If he's the one that's going to have an issue with them not being invited, then he should get in touch with them.
That's husband. Typical husband, though. I'm the same way.
Typical husband.
I'm the same
way. The wife's going to take care of everything.
Always. I'm like, really? We got to do this again this year? Oh, boy.
Just have him respond and say, we're all set. We didn't think you were coming because you just texted us now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's it. Have a husband do it. She can wipe her hands of it. Just like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
All right. Good call. Thank you, June. All right, June. Have a good November.
Yeah.
All right. Talking about behind my back, huh?
Yeah.
At least you admit it.
I mean, we all do.
See, the way it normally works is you don't tell somebody that you talk behind their back.
Right. But
that's the whole,
but that's
the
what
point?
Makes me special.
Boy,
I am
sure
going
to
tell you that I'm talking about you behind your back because that seems like the nice thing to do.
You know what? It is nice.
It
thank
is.
You.
Like, you're like, oh, of course you are.
It's not like I didn't expect that.
I mean,
suspect it. All right. Can we just wrap up with Mike?
Yeah.
Let's see what Mike thinks. All right, Mike, what do you think?
I was raised, when you go to somebody's house for dinner, when you ring the doorbell, you got to do it with your elbow because your hands are full.
Oh, write that down, LBF. Did you hear what he said?
No, repeat it.
You got to ring the doorbell with your elbow because your hands are full.
That's right.
I like it,
Mike.
I like
it.
Show up empty-handed.
I love it.
With
good
your
call,
arms
Mike.
Hanging, as my
thank you,
would
buddy.
Say.
Yeah, Mike, laying it down.
Right.
You got so much stuff you're bringing in, you can't even ring the doorbell with your hand.
Right.
Got to use your elbow.
Elbow it up.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a good way to be. That's a good way to walk through life.
Well, if you're going to be somebody's guest, right? Wouldn't you rather them say if they're talking behind your back?
Right.
About you.
Yeah.
Boy.
It doesn't always have to be bad, Bob.
Okay. But, sure. And then they would say, wow, that LBF.
Yeah.
She brought so much stuff.
Right.
She couldn't even ring the doorbell.
I remember somebody had a party.
Why she had to use her blanks to ring the doorbell.
Right.
Right? Whatever.
Really?
Whatever you
her
got.
Elbow. Her
your
elbows.
Elbow. Right, right. He
and
said elbow, didn't he?
Can you leave the room so I can talk about you behind your back now?
he didn't say elbow. Now you think
you
about it, right.
Said? Can you believe what kind of innuendo he was making? I mean,
anyway,
really.
Well, your hands are full.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that's good stuff.
You wish.
We should move on.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.